A terrifying close call after a man jumps the wall of a tiger enclosure at the Oakland Zoo. Plus, rideshare congestion. Turns out Uber and Lyft are playing a big part in Bay Area traffic. And back in action, the Warriors kick off their final season in Oakland. Good morning, everyone. I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Picks Now update. Here are some of the top headlines we're following. Shocking new video to show you right now of a man's frightening close call with a tiger at the Oakland Zoo. This happened on Sunday, and you can see the man climbs over the outer wall in between the wire fence separating himself from the tiger's pen. Well, the tiger becomes alert and springs off its perch, inching closer to the fence as if it was ready to pounce. The tiger watches from below, zeroing in on the man as he scrambles back over the fence, leaving witnesses shocked. The Oakland Zoo is responding to the incident, saying in part, the zoo meets and exceeds safety requirements set by state, federal, and AZA accreditation standards. We hope that all of our visitors act responsibly and don't attempt to put themselves in potentially unsafe situations. Happening today in Berkeley, city leaders will decide whether to stop doing business with contractors who work with federal immigration authorities. Tonight, the city council will vote on an ordinance banning city contracts from going to vendors who supply data to ICE. That includes things like so-called extreme vetting services. Several other Bay Area cities are considering similar plans. Supporters are afraid ICE will use data collected by those vendors to target undocumented immigrants. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman this morning to discuss the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. 2 weeks ago, Khashoggi, a frequent critic of the Crown Prince, entered the Saudi consulate in Turkey and hasn't been seen since. Today, the Saudis are reportedly planning to say Khashoggi's death was the result of an interrogation gone wrong, and it was also approved by the Crown Prince. Now, a close ally of the president is denouncing the Crown Prince for authorizing the Khashoggi mission.
This guy's got to go. Saudi Arabia, if you're listening, there are a lot of good people you can choose, but MBS has tainted your country and tainted himself.
President Trump had said he does not support some congressional calls to stop the sale of weapons to Saudi Arabia. And this morning, he denied claims he is being too soft on Saudi Arabia because his finances are tied to the kingdom, tweeting, "For the record, I have no financial interest in Saudi Arabia or Russia for that matter. Any suggestion that I have is just more fake news, of which there is plenty." Meanwhile, back home, the Trump administration wants to force pharmaceutical companies to list drug prices in their TV ads. The proposed rule would apply to any drug that costs more than $35 per month. Drug companies are expected to challenge the plan in court, and some critics say it has no teeth. Companies that violate the rule would be placed on a list that would be posted online. If you think traffic has gotten worse, you are not alone. A new report says Uber and Lyft are to blame for the slowing traffic in San Francisco. The city's transportation report released today claims the congestion of city streets went up from 2010 to 2016, and it can be traced back to ride-hailing services. Uber and Lyft have called the report incomplete, not taking the city's growth into consideration. We are just hours away from the Golden State Warriors officially being back in action. We're ready tonight. They host the Oklahoma City Thunder for their home opener. KPIX 5 reporter Jackie Ward is at Oracle with why tonight's game is bittersweet.
Our defending champs are just hours away from starting their official journey toward a three-peat. We are inside Oracle Arena, where tonight will certainly be bittersweet because this is the last time the Warriors will open their season here at Oracle Arena. This time next year, they'll be over across the bay at the Chase Center in San Francisco's Mission Bay neighborhood. The final beam was put into place last month, and everything is on schedule to get the Dubs in there for the 2019-2020 season. We asked Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff how she felt about the team leaving, and it's clear that she will always be a member of Dub Nation, no matter where their home court is.
Listen, the Warriors are leaving the building, but they're not leaving the community. They are still our team. We are all going to gather around our television sets and in bars and scream our heads off for this incredible team.
Enough about next season, though. We have an entire season to get through before then. Everybody practiced yesterday, but backup point guard Sean Livingston might be out tonight due to a foot injury. That will be a game-time decision. And the Thunder will be missing their starting point guard Russell Westbrook because of a knee injury. If you're one of the lucky members of Dub Nation to get in here with a ticket, you want to get here early because the first 10,000 fans get this replica championship banner. Obviously, this is the much smaller version of what we'll be dropping down tonight. The doors open at 5:30 tonight, and then Warriors are asking their fans to be in their seats by 7:15 for the ring ceremony. Tip-off against the Oklahoma City Thunder is at 7:30 tonight. Inside Oracle Arena, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
Today could be your shot at becoming the next big millionaire. Tonight's Mega Millions drawing is the second largest in the game's history. The prize right now stands at $654 million. This makes it the fourth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. Back in July, a group from San Jose claimed a $543 million prize. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, KPIX.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.